listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome, folks.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive.
This is your host, kind of wishing I were back in the woods with a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, but I'm not. I'm in small-town America up here in North Dakota with a woman and the kids, no dog, no shotgun, no four-wheel drive. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Sunday, April 11th, 2021, and we'll be together for 2 hours here from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and glad to have you with us. It's a live show. You're certainly welcome to call in. Let me give that phone number out for the umpteenth time, 512-248-8252. That was 512. That's a number down in Round Rock, Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas, 248-8252. And all of this is coming to you via the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is based down there in Round Rock. That's where you send your contributions to keep it going. And I'll talk a little bit about that, the slender thread from which the Patriot cause hangs right now, why it's more important than it has ever, you know, you hear this all the time. But it's true. What you can give, how you can help is more important than it has ever, ever been. We are truly, truly at the edge of the cliff. So that will be the theme of today's show. How close are we to the edge of the cliff? Or do you think our toes are over the edge? Do you think we're 6 inches back from the edge? Do you feel the ground crumbling there under your toes at the edge as you stare down into the abyss? We're close to the edge. That's going to be the theme today. And I'd love to hear your comments. I'd like to hear, some of you may have an even more gloomy view on the matter than I do. I welcome you to share that. Some of you may be able to cheer me up with seeing some sign of hope that I may have missed or underemphasized. Please call. Help, call. 512-248-8252. And I was talking with some of you listeners on my private line here, which is, if you still got your pencil out, you want to write my phone number down. It's 701-317-5317. Go right, let me mute my phone here before I get in trouble doing that. And let's see, turn it down here. There we go. But you're welcome to call me anytime you want. And by the way, you're welcome to write to me anytime you want. I haven't given out my address in ages, might even be years now. So if you still have your pencil out, this is a rare occasion here where I give out my address. It's me, of course, James Kelso. Here's the easy part, P.O. Box 9. Boy, that's easy, huh? P.O. Box 9. I told you it was small town America. But the town, I'm in North Dakota, but my P.O. box is right across the river. In fact, I'm looking out my window across the Red River right now into Minnesota. That's where my P.O. box is, in Minnesota. So don't get confused by this. The town is East Grand Forks. Three words, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, which is abbreviated MN. And it's my God, I forgot the zip code. I can't believe it. I did. Let me just, I did. It's an easy zip code too. All right, well, I'll have that for you by the end of the show. So I'll keep you in suspense. That's how long it's been since I announced my P.O. box. So it has been years. And that brain cell, that particular brain cell, apparently expired or is right now out to lunch. So the let us get into the theme of the show. We see we got the date, the name of the show, and you've got your phone number. So we got the preliminaries out there. So let's develop a theme for today's show. All right. Now I want to tiptoe into this. Adumbrated, there's a verb for you, this subject last week, foreshadowed it a little bit, and that is the gloomy view, the edge of the cliff view for the Patriot cause. I talked about it last week, and I talked about the fact that I am loathe to emphasize how bad things are, because I view my role on the radio as being one of motivating, energizing, encouraging all you great patriots out there in this wonderful audience to fight even harder. But I offered I mentioned last week that two things. One, all of you that do think the situation is really desperate, don't think Kelso is some kind of a moonbeam who doesn't see it. I do. And then the second thought I offered last week, well, maybe presenting the negative view could serve a useful function in getting some people, more energized than they are. And possibly it could also shift some people's strategy to being more effective. So in any event, I am going to talk about the desperate view today more than I did last week. And that's why. Well, in the course of this week, it has gotten worse. And my awareness of how bad it is has deepened. So let me launch into this. Now, I'll try to get back to the sunny side. I'll come up for air periodically here. and by air, I mean the only solid hope that I know that we have access to right now, which is Donald Trump, the name of this show, the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. There we go. I forgot to give the name of the show, Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I think Donald Trump is, as he said back in 2015, when he came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower there in Manhattan, which he has finally bailed out of, bless his heart, along with all the others who bailed out of my birthplace, which is Manhattan, New York. He said, "I'm your last chance." Way back in fall of 2015, "I'm your last chance." Summer. And he was and still is. But I'm going to talk about how that last chance has narrowed or slimmed, maybe. So I'll hark back to the idea that this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and that the hope that we have with Donald John Trump, Big Bad John. Okay, but now let's go to the dark side here and see how bad things are. What's happened? Well, the big wake-up for me, or the big eye-opener, I don't need waking up, but something that just astounded me this week was to watch the video, the recordings, the interviews that a very small number of patriots have brought back from the Rio Grande Valley in the massive, totally out of control invasion of America that has been going on now for a couple of months, thanks to The communists who now run America, Joe Biden, these are all communists. Nancy Pelosi, commie. Chuck Schumer, commie. The FBI, commies. This is getting hard here to say some of this. The United States military, the top guys, commies. That's how bad it is. And we'll go on and on. What I saw from the border, you have now on the border, and I'm going to now offer a thesis, which I'm just putting it out there. I'm not putting my signature at the bottom of it, but I'm going to offer the thesis that America is finished, that it's too late, that our goose is cooked, that freedom on planet Earth is dead. That's a pretty harsh judgment. But what's going on the border, evidence for this argument is abundant in the Rio Grande Valley right now. You have women being raped, children, child trafficking, sex trafficking. You have the entire border of the United States now, according to Border Patrol agents themselves, on camera, the United States border is now controlled by the Mexican cartels and Red China. Let that sink in. And it's not happening in one place. It's along that entire long Texas border, all of New Mexico, Arizona, and California. All along the border, unimpeded invasion of anybody and everybody run by the Mexican cartels, which are the most vicious organizations in the history of the world. The American FBI endorses this invasion, is aiding the invasion. You know, you start getting scared when you talk this way. The Biden administration, from top to bottom, endorses this invasion and complete total destruction of America. The complete submergence of America into a Mexican cartel country. The entire Democrat Party, top to bottom, without any dissent, endorses this rape, murder, torture, terrorism going on the U.S. border. And now within the U.S., I'm going to kind of detail it here. I mean, this is stuff maybe you've seen this week. The Democrat Party, there are no dissenters in the entire Democrat House of Representatives and in the entire Democrat U.S. Senate. They control a majority in both. Not one single dissenter. Forget Joe Manchin, that piece of garbage. Forget the Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, another piece of garbage. There is not a single dissenter in the Democrat Party. This has never been true in American history. In any period of American history, I don't care, at the height of the U.S. Civil War, there were always people in the minority party or the majority party who didn't agree with the party line. We have never had a situation in which an American political party is under Bolshevik discipline. Bolshevik discipline. And and sad to say, the Democrat Party is not only under Bolshevik discipline, it is in the major. It controls every aspect of the American government. The Border Patrol agents, I saw this on film this week, are taking off their badges and name tags. They're taking their badges off their uniforms. They are so ashamed of what they are being compelled to do by the communist criminal Joe Biden and the communist criminal Kamala Harris. And by the communist criminal, the director of the FBI. And the communist criminals now heading the United States military. I'm not talking about the great patriots in the U.S. military, but the sad fact, folks, is that the communists have won. They are in control. Now, let me expand it out. Let me depress you further in case your headache isn't already pounding. How much of the media do they control? Well, the whole thing. The whole thing, with tiny little exceptions. You're listening not right now to one of those exceptions. And we, those little exceptions, I think we're toast. We don't have the force, the power. We what ability do we have to defend ourselves? Our little radio stations, our little networks, our little slivers of content on the internet. What ability do we have to defend ourselves in, you know, for a protracted battle? Now, I'm giving you the negative view. I'm giving you, yes, our toes are over the edge of the cliff and we feel the dirt crumbling under our feet. And there's a stiff wind blowing at our back. That's how bad I think it is. I tripped up there. That's how bad I'm offering that view. I'm not telling you I'm sold on that view because I don't want to bum you out too much, but maybe I am. And so the media is entirely, you know, these things that you and I are talking about right now, Mr. and Mrs. Joe and Jane Average American, they don't have access to this. They don't know that last month the official Border Patrol report was that 170,000 invaders were apprehended. Now, apprehended has a new meaning. They're not apprehended. They rush into the arms of very ashamed Border Patrol agents saying, "Take me into custody. Take me into custody. I am here. Asylum, asylum. Sanctuary, sanctuary," like Quasimodo in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. There's no need for humor here because there isn't any. The official number is 170,000. I saw on video Border Patrol agents saying they think the actual number of people who actually invaded into the U.S. in the last 30 days is 1 million. Others said 500,000. And nobody significantly below that number of 500,000. Folks, that is unsustainable. And the party, the Joe Biden Communist Party, pardon the pun, is just getting started. A border that was under control, a border that was orderly, that Donald Trump had managed in spite of furious opposition. Every inch of the way, he'd managed to accomplish that over 4 arduous years, ripped apart by this piece of crap, Joe Biden, this worthless SOB and his cocaine head son, who's now laughing it up, yucking it up with this guy Kimmel on national TV. Ha ha, ha ha, so funny. This guy who's got hookers straddling him in his photographs, dumped out of the Navy as a cokehead who took $1.5 billion from the Chinese communist. Let's call them what they are. They're Mexican cartel. This is all evil. Mexican cartel, Chinese cartel, Communist Party of China, drug lords of Mexico. It's all the same thing. It all comes under the rubric of evil. Evil is now in control of planet Earth. We'll come back to this sunny theme right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like it should. The best best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
Hey folks, we're back.
Looking for a place.
Thanks
to
for joining us. We've got a caller here, Don in Arizona, and I'm going to interrupt my soliloquy here to go to Don. Don, how are you doing?
Hey, Mr. Kelso, yes, thing that's always optimistic, Dr. Ron Paul still has his show once a day, 5 days a week, and he's getting pretty old, but he can, he's still maintaining his libertarian philosophy. And one thing he says, he's always saying is, it's natural for people to want, any human being wants to have liberty. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they're trying for, liberty. They want to be free. Every person wants to be free, and that will never change. So, I mean, when they have totalitarian governments taken over, which is, looks like it's trying to take over now, but the people underneath it all, the people don't like that. They might put up with it to an extent. They might try to suck up to the government in order to get certain pieces of a cookie thrown their way or something like that, but in the long run, people are always going to want to be free. It's inevitable.
Yes, good people. Good people always in all times will want to be free. However, Don, let us, and I'm very familiar with Ron Paul. I busted my butt in the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and also in 2012. I actually traveled to 13 different U.S. cities to help organize Ron Paul rallies. And you know, got to talk to Ron Paul and got him to sign $2 bills for me in all those cities and so on. And I actually all worked on Ron Paul. I and right. good friends of mine, we tried to get Ron Paul. There's one area where Ron Paul has his head in the sand, to be nice about it. And that is immigration. He doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. And he's all stuck up about, he's all, you know, wrapped up in the Fed and, you know, end the Fed. You know, we chanted loudly in St. Paul, in Minneapolis. We chant, 10,000 of us chanted at the Ron Paul counter convention, end the Fed, end the Fed. But that wasn't it. The chant we needed that Ron Paul, I don't know, I'm not current with Ron Paul. I watch him now and then. But here's the chant that he didn't get. Build the wall. Build the wall. That's what we needed to chant back in 2008 at that Ron Paul rally. And that's the difference between Donald Trump and Ron Paul. Now, where it illustrates the difference. And I love Ron Paul. I was totally dedicated to Ron Paul. I didn't really even know about Donald Trump. Nobody did back in 2008. Now, let me answer your yes, all people want liberty, and that's Ron Paul's favorite word, liberty. The problem is not many humans have ever gotten that in the history of Earth. Most humans have lived under tyranny for most of human history. And America is the only country that is as beautiful as America once was. Place to make great again. It's the great exception in history. I have to use the word were now. I can't just say are the great hope of those people who love liberty. But, you know, you mentioned, Don, yes, every good Chinese person in China yearns for liberty. How many of them have liberty? There are 1.4 billion of them. How many have liberty? I know the exact number, zero. What likelihood do they have that they will attain liberty in their lifetimes? Pretty close to, I would say, if I were a betting man, zero. And how long has China been under a communist thumb? Since 1949, year after I was born. Is it as bad now as it's ever been? Yes, it is. And has it gotten worse? Yes, because China, which back... only a few years ago was a nothing economically in the world, is now preeminent. They will shortly have the most powerful military on earth. They will, you know, unless Donald Trump is elected, they will control space. They will own the moon. They will claim it. And anybody who says no, they'll say, okay, you want to fight? And they'll be willing to fight. Will they be willing to have a nuclear war over that? Yes, they will, because they're crazy. They're insane. They're perverted. They're sick. They're communists. They're like Nancy Pelosi. They're like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden. These are sick puppies. Every tyrant has been of this sort. This is evil. Hitler was this way. Stalin was this way. Pol Pot was this way. Mao Zedong was this way. Genghis Khan was this way. They kill for the joy of killing. They destroy for the joy of destruction to them. And that's what we have. For the first time in American history, Don, this is so scary, because right down there on your Arizona border, right now, thousands of... John. Well, hang on. We'll be back with Don in just a moment.
In the smoke of this man-made hell, stay tuned. A giant of a man that the miners knew well grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And Don, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Don, like, you know, right now on your border in Arizona, you know, you have to know this better than I do. There is no border. There is no border patrol. There is no ICE. These guys are now being forced, these very great, brave men and women in the Border Patrol and ICE are forced to being babysitters whose job it is to take now, get this, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you probably got this earlier than I did. Here's what's happening on our border right now. Anybody who shows up at the border is welcomed. Anybody. Doesn't matter. Sick, not sick, criminal, doesn't matter. Tattoos, doesn't matter. Age, doesn't matter. Baby, just fine. Everyone is handed an envelope with at least $1,200 in it, cash, money. They are handed basically a free pass to the United States. Now, here's the part you're gonna choke when you hear this. Every single person who shows up, by the hundreds of thousands, they are given the cash. They are then driven to the airport by your local church agency. Yeah, that's right. You Lutherans, Catholics. Yes, it's all gone corrupt. Totally corrupt. They're then driven to the airport. And they are asked, where do you want to go? And a ticket is given to them. Anywhere they want to go in the United States. I haven't heard about anybody yet requesting Hawaii or Alaska, but as far as I know, that's open. And they will be flown. And then they will be welcomed by more church agencies of all of our churches. I don't want to single any of them out. The Lutherans are the worst here in North Dakota, and boy, are they bad. The do-gooders, the social justice warriors, the sanctimonious frauds will then welcome these people, provide them with anything and everything that you're not entitled to.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Well, there's one positive thing that I've seen. The governor of Iowa, nice lady there, she says Iowa does not want to accept any of these illegal immigrants. Don't give them any kind of an airplane ticket to Iowa.
I love her for saying that. Yes, I love her for saying that. But guess what? Too bad for her. And that's part of. I'm going to shift over to the hopeful tone here, folks. And I'm going to join Don here. That's a hopeful statement. And I'm not trying to step on your statement. That's a sign of resistance. But I'm telling you what's going to happen in Iowa, which is the first place, by the way, that I met Ron Paul. I met him there at Iowa State in 2007, but the invaders, they'll be flooded into Iowa. It doesn't matter that she doesn't want them sent there. It doesn't matter that you don't want them, Don, in Arizona, or that I don't want them in North Dakota. They're coming, and they're coming with cash, and they're coming with the protection of the FBI, the blessings of the FBI. If they are cartel, MS-13, they are coming with the blessing and protection of the FBI. You, Don, and myself, and everybody else who's a patriot, we're hunted by the FBI.
Yeah,
we're the enemy.
I agree with you.
We're
the
enemy, and we should
have
learned that. When they went after Donald Trump, they went after our president. The American FBI went after our president, hook and claw, tooth and nail. They went after Donald Trump, lying, cheating, breaking the law, from the director of the FBI to the assistant director to the director of counterintelligence, Peter Strzok. They from top to bottom, they went after our president. We should have, well, some of us did, but it was worse than we thought. The enemy is in control. When they control your central police agency, which is the FBI, that's what the position the Russian patriotic people were in when the KGB was controlled by Leon Trotsky and Vladimir Lenin. When the KGB was controlled by the communists, the Russian people were cooked. And that's where we are right now.
Let me make one more comment, and then I'll hang up, okay?
Okay, sure. Yes?
The FBI is a communist, and... the hope that we have is with the states. Now, this is one thing that America has that no other country has. There's a republic. We are a republic. The states have rights unto themselves. It's not that easy for instance, the FBI to come over and tell the Iowa State Police what to do. They can't. You know, we have states that have power unto themselves, and that's where our hope is with the states, the county sheriffs. There is no hope with Washington, D.C. There is. Trump tried. He said he's going to drain the swamp. He gave it a try. But the swamp is worse than ever, and so there we go. The local governments, and we do have this thing called the Republic, the 50 states, and the other countries look at us and they say, hey, that's a good thing. They envy us. The Australians look at us. The Europeans, they say, hey, you got the 50 states. The states can do what they want. And the battle is going to be fought. And I'm gonna hang up and listen to you off the air, okay, Mr. Kelso?
Well, Don,
thank you very much.
Don, before you hang up, Don, well, he's hung up. I wanted to apologize him for being so negative, because he's trying to be hopeful there. And Don, if you're listening right now, but hey, brother, I salute you for your positive. You had nothing but positive thoughts here, and that's where Kelso is. That's where you usually find me. And hopefully by the end of the show, I'll be somewhat back in that groove. But yes, there are some hope locally. For example, one of the local hopes is that the great Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court, before he was murdered, thank you, FBI, for investigating that so thoroughly. Good job. Before Justice Scalia was murdered, because he was a problem, he was a patriot. He wrote a decision. I'll remember the name of the case here in a while. But it was a 10th Amendment decision where he said, this goes to the comment there by Don in Arizona. He wrote a decision that America's 3,100 plus sheriffs are sovereign. Antonin Scalia wrote that. Great Catholic justice, great man, man of faith. The sheriff of your county is sovereign. Of equal standing to anybody in the federal government, anybody, and that nobody in the federal government can issue orders to your sheriff. Well, folks, I maybe one of you out there in the audience remembers the name of the decision. I met the sheriff in Arizona who launched that case by defying the ATF, which Joe Biden just nominated a communist to be the head of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and he called it the AFT. Joe Biden called the ATF the AFT twice in one sentence. The AFT is the American Federation of Teachers. Where is that decision? Is that decision going to stand? Well, Joe Biden is going to pack the Supreme Court. And who's going to stop him? See, that's the situation we're in. We have a one-party state right now, which is what a communist nation is. The whole design of our government by our founders was to prevent such a thing, to have a Senate and a House and an executive branch and a judicial branch and a Supreme Court, and as Don so wisely points out, to have a republic with now 50 states which have real power, and within them to have cities and counties with real power. But the Democrat communist model is a one-party state, no opposition. So the Antonin Scalia, brilliant decision. That was the problem the communists had with Scalia. He controlled the Supreme Court with his brilliance and his character. So they had to kill him, and they did. That decision is going to be overturned by a packed Supreme Court. That's what Joe Biden is going to, and the Democrats, there's no opposition. Now that brings up people like Joe Manchin. Will Joe Manchin go along with it? I wouldn't trust that guy as far as I could throw him. Hey, Joe Manchin, you coward, you puke, you piece of garbage. Why haven't you, if there's a one patriotic bone in your body, why haven't you become a Republican, which you can do in 5 minutes with one phone call? You can say, I'm a Republican. And guess what? The Senate is no longer controlled by the Communist Party USA. Joe Manchin, you garbage. And you citizens of West Virginia, why aren't you out in the streets demonstrating, demanding, chanting, yelling at your stupid Senator Joe Manchin? How did you elect this piece of crap? And why do you stand for his nonsense? Let him know he's not, he doesn't belong in West Virginia. That guy's part of the enemy. It's unanimous among the Democrats. It's a party under discipline. There are no patriotic Democrats at the national level. Forget about somebody you know in your local neighborhood or your cousin. They have no power. All right, let's go to... Let me check my board here. And let me just... I'm going to do something. I just had a flash of memory here. My own P.O. box number. That's how... Oh, my goodness. Did I goof here? Yeah, I waited too long. I froze up my Skype. So I'll coordinate with that with the engineer at our next break. But that's a technical matter beyond the audience here. But you can still hear me. But I can't see, Mr. Engineer, I can't see my caller board. So let me know if we have a caller. Just break in and say we got a caller, if you would do that. And the P.O. box zip code that I just remembered is 56721. That's my P.O. box 9 in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. 567. Isn't that hard to remember, Kelso? 56721. All righty. Let me go to the hopeful side now, because I'm going to work myself up into a lather here and I'll start foaming at the mouth. The hope here on the Trump Phenomenon radio show is Donald Trump. Now, we need to see our leader organizing mass rallies immediately. And we need to see our leader in the Rio Grande Valley doing what Alex Jones is doing, doing what James O'Keefe is doing. Those are the only two I know of. The only two patriots I know of that are down in the Rio Grande Valley right now with cameras running, exposing the incredible evil. It's evil on a mass scale. We need Donald, but they aren't big enough. James O'Keefe with Project Veritas, what a hero. Alex Jones, he also is not big enough, as big as he is, not big enough to wake up the American people, to alert the American people to the evil that is being done to their nation. If Donald Trump flies in that beautiful, one of those beautiful Trump planes to the Rio Grande Valley and just camp out there, Mr. President, hold a rally with 100,000 patriots and get those cameras running, and they will have to cover you. That's one of the beauties of being Donald Trump. The media has to cover you to some extent, and the public will listen. When you speak, America listens. Expose the evil that's going on there and get us organized. Get us mobilized. 2022 is what? It's only a year and a half away. And so if Donald Trump is leading the charge, we can get rid of unfortunately, Joe Manchin is not up for re-election in 2022, but we can get rid of other pukes like Joe Manchin. We just have to get rid of a couple of them. Put some Republicans in there, and now we've got the Senate. We have some kind of a barrier, some kind of a speed bump that can stop the Communist Party USA. And that's what the Democrat Party should be called. From here on out, it should simply be called the CPUSA, not the DNC. It is the Communist Party USA. Also, Donald Trump could lead the charge only if a turnover of a few congressional seats could lead to Republican control of the House. Again, the one-party state stampede could be stopped, or at least impeded. Slow it down in 2022. Hang on till 2024, and then we get Donald Trump back in the White House and try to rescue our nation and our people. That there is, I don't know what the percentage of the odds are on that, but we've got a chance. Now, remember, part of the consequence of the evil that's being perpetrated on the border is that millions of third world people and others, Chinese, I don't think that China actually can be called the third world anymore. India is probably not third world anymore. I don't know if they would call it second world, but the point is, how many are going to be brought into this country in the next 2 years and then the next 4 years? We'll think about that right after this break. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and nothing wrong with the flag.
All righty, folks, we're back. Thank you. And listen, the engineers at Republic Broadcasting are phenomenal. Talk about the Trump phenomenon. How about the RBN phenomenon? And my engineer, my new engineer, just like my previous engineer, the Kenjineer, just miraculously reconnected us. And let's see, I think I saw here on my screen, I saw Charles in Florida. A new caller is there. Charles, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, Charles, let me ask you a question before. Go ahead. Go ahead. Voice your
sentiment. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Trendingrightwing.com. It's a very pro Trump and pro Republican website. Just on, they just noticed said that there was a big denunciation of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago Mitch McConnell. I guess it, yeah, Mitch, but this is very, very, I don't know how to put it. He was really, really going after him. I don't know why, but might have to read the article.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I'm going to that website now. Trendingrightwing.com. Okay.
Yeah, it's trendingrightwing.com.
Okay, and where is the McConnell article?
I don't know. Just one of the things that came up on my screen. I can't get this particular one gets all over my screen. I have to go through them, and you know, when I have other things up there.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about McConnell and Trump for a moment. Mitch McConnell, folks, is a rhino puke. He stabbed Donald Trump in the back. He is personally responsible for blowing the two Senate seat elections in Georgia, which would have kept the Senate in Republican control. But Mitch McConnell single-handedly managed to defeat both Republican candidates by quite intentionally. Like a Democrat operative. We'll come back. Stay with me, Charles, and I'll flesh this point out about McConnell's rhino nature. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.